this week we have Jeans for Jeans Day this Friday. Jeans for Jeans Day is the first Friday in August every year, and it's in its 27th year. Amazing, is it, Jim?
Absolutely amazing. And on the line we have a person who I admire very greatly, and I know you do. Some people come into your life and make changes. This person that we're going to talk to and have a conversation with and about some very important things has been a pioneer in research, particularly genetic research. And I was reading the other day, 160 staff of where Professor Roger Adell is at, many people doing PhDs and continuing study to find cures to this insidious disease in cancer research and cell development and cell therapy. Good morning, Professor Roger Adell.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Darren. Great to be with you.
And it's absolutely a delight to have you and to spare some time with us. I must say again to congratulate you and your board and the people that get up every day to try and make a difference. You inspire people. We had a show many years ago and you came on and many people talked about the continuing work. I'm of the view that you've been involved with the Children's Medical Research Institute for some 30-odd years, in fact, about 32 years. It's a credit to you, and thank you for the work that you do.
Well, thanks, Jim, and it's fantastic to have community support behind us. It's just a wonderful feeling to know that we've got a whole community that is, you know, helping to fund us, supporting us, encouraging us in the work that we do.
Well, you know, when you look at the statistics, Roger, if I may call you that in terms of friendship, one in 20 children are born with a genetic disease. And when you look at those figures, that's incredible. That really is incredible. You must get up every day hoping today is going to be a day in which you can continue to solve these perplexing and complex issues for people, because at the end of the day, we are the beneficiaries of your talent and your skill.
Yes, look, it's really important to keep that in mind. Many of these children face very serious diseases, and as much as many of us are affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, and some of us quite seriously, these children are facing very serious diseases on a daily basis. And when this pandemic is over, that won't have gone away. So we're trying to work as hard as we can through the current conditions so that we can come closer and closer to delivering treatments and cures for conditions that currently may be incurable.
Roger, Darren here. Being close to the Institute, I'm very aware the hard work that you are doing so scientists can keep progressing on with cures at the moment, even during COVID-19, and I congratulate you and the Institute on that work. Now, we all know that COVID also means that things like fundraising on the streets looks very different this year, and I do know that the first time in 27 years that Jeans for Jeans, you won't see volunteers at stations, you won't see volunteers at shopping centres this Friday. How does that make it different this year, and how have you been able to pivot so you can actually still fundraise the vital funds for cures for medical research?
Yes, it's going to be quite interesting. It's quite a different feel this year. As you mentioned, we've been doing the Jeans for Jeans campaign for 27 years now, and it's got a real vibe, if you like, and it's been a very popular campaign all around Australia. There are millions of Australians who've donated from every state and territory towards this campaign, which is fantastic. This week, for the first time in 27 years, we won't have volunteers and our scientists volunteering their time out on the railway stations and in the streets of the Sydney CBD collecting. So we've really made it an online campaign this year. People can donate at genesforgenes.org.au, or you just search for Genes for Genes in your web browser, and you can find the site and make a donation there. We really want people to stay safe. We don't want people out there collecting on our behalf under the current conditions, even though things are doing quite well in New South Wales. We think it's just much safer if we pivot completely to an online campaign this year.
And I hope it works well, and I'm sure it will. And I know I've done my donation. I've got my Jeans for Jeans badge on my coat today. And,
he does, Roger.
I'm going to bring my fancy pants out on Friday as well for Business Insights. But a question to you, Roger. We know that the funds go to find and research on discovery on things like gene therapy, and it'd be great to hear from you what are the latest discoveries in the area of gene therapy, which is enabled by Genes for Genes over these 27 years.
We've been working on gene therapy for essentially the entire length of the Genes for Genes campaign, and it's really a fantastic story of what community support can do. When we started this, many of our colleagues in medical research really thought that gene therapy was science fiction, or even if it was going to be possible one day, it was just so far off into the future. In the last few years, we've had some early but quite spectacular successes with previously completely incurable inherited diseases. And, I mean, your listeners are probably aware that inherited diseases are no respecter of families. It can happen to anybody. You mentioned the figure of 1 in 20 children who are affected with inherited disease or a serious birth defect. As I was saying, in recent years, so just in the last couple of years, we've had some spectacular early successes with a single dose of gene therapy, which is making a huge difference to the lives of children who may well have died a very early and premature death from their inherited condition. So we're tremendously encouraged to keep going and to spread that technology, if you will, to the thousands of others of inherited diseases that still don't have a treatment or a cure.
That's fantastic, and I know it's not easy. You make it sound easy to say a dose of gene therapy, but gene therapy is a mix of many things. You've got basically scientists, engineers, so to say, with building the tools to help to deliver the gene therapy, as well as those discovering what the therapy needs to be. Can you share a bit more what's happening at the Institute that brings all those sort of technologies together to allow you to get to the point to work with the hospital to actually deliver a life-changing gene therapy?
Yes, look, we're one of the few places in the world, I believe, that has an almost complete pipeline, if you will, from the laboratory bench right through to the capacity to treat children in the Children's Hospital next door to us, or in the Sydney Children's Hospital Network. So we have researchers who are making the basic discoveries that allow us to put gene therapies together. We've got people who are making discoveries about the nature of individual inherited diseases, putting all this information together with clinical knowledge about what is most likely to work for individual families. And we also have, really quite amazingly, in recent years, we've developed we've set up the technology. It was invented elsewhere. We've set up the technology to allow us to test out potential gene therapies in cells from the affected individuals. It's now possible to take, say, a blood sample, turn it into the cells, into a cell type that is most affected by the disease, and then trial the gene therapy on those cells. So if it's brain cells, for example, which are most infected by an inherited disease, we can take blood cells, turn them into brain cells, and then test the gene therapy on that. So it's really quite a spectacular advance in the way that we're able to do things. And then we work with our clinical colleagues who are developing the expertise in actually delivering gene therapy safely to children.
That's Roger. Again, we are absolutely humbled by the talents and the skill and the leadership that you give to people. It's funny, you know, in life, it's never a problem until it becomes a problem. And yet every day you get up and you are ferocious in your delivery of trying to find cures that will help other people. And on behalf of all of those, we are absolutely grateful for what you do and the board and the team that you meet with on a daily basis. We would love to have you to come back. We hope that Friday, the 7th of August, Genes for Genes, is a day in which allows you to raise much needed funds to continue the great work, and we will support you as much as we can. And in fact, I hope he's listening right now, but the Mayor of Cumberland Council is coming on straight after you, Roger, and I'm going to make him put a donation to the Children's Medical Research. I'll put him on air and make him do that. We hope that he'll support that as well. So thank you for being with us this morning, and thank you for the many families that you give hope to.
Thank you very much, Jim, and thank you, Darren.
Thank you, Roger. Have a great morning.
Isn't he a fantastic person? I mean, really, Genes for Genes. Listeners, please get behind it. I know that everyone's doing it tough at the moment, but I just wonder if you got a phone call after this saying your grandchild, your daughter, your son had a particular inherited disease. I know you would be wanting to have a cure immediately, and we can do that.
Alive 90.5.